Time now to check in with Jeff Howe of The Athletic. He's brought to us by Rockland Federal Credit Union. And Rockland Federal Credit Union, free means free. Free online banking and debit card, no minimum balance, and no monthly fee. Visit rfcu.com today to find a location near you. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I think we're doing okay.
You know, I think the three of us combined went to as many defensive meetings as several Jets this week.
Is that unbelievable? It's not unbelievable. I shouldn't say that. I mean, you've got a team that isn't very good, lost a bunch of games, and you got a head coach that the locker room apparently doesn't really respect, much like every head coach they've had there at the end.
Yeah,
right?
Forever.
Going back, you know, even I mean, Rex, I know Rex had the respect of some players there, but by the time Rex was at the end there, they were doing the same thing to him.
Yeah.
Weren't showing up for meetings.
Same old Jets.
Same old Jets. How do you fix that? Who wants to fix that? The quarterback's worth it.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a head coaching job and you look at Sam Darnold, I think he's really good. I think you could see him have a really good day today. Doesn't mean he's going to win, but you could see him play well. He's worth it to take the gig, but there's a lot of cleaning up to do there.
Yeah, I mean, I could see this being, you know, I thought this going into the day, and then you start to hear that, you know, the defense has completely crumbled around the Jets, but I thought this could be like a high-scoring game, 30-20 or 30-23, just because Darnold is playing well, and I think the offense is probably going to play well for Darnold, just because there's some hope there, and you want to be around next season when he continues to flourish, and you look at the defense and your highest paid guy isn't going to meetings. I mean, what does that say about the state of the Jets defense? I mean, this should be a day that helps Brady and the offense kind of kick it in gear.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you on that. When you look at this Jets team, you know, it just sort of seems like it's the last day of school for them, and they've already checked out, you know, mentally. So this should be a good day for the Patriots. Jeff, at this point of the year, as we head into the playoffs, what is the thing about the Patriots that concerns you the most?
The fact that I can't figure them out. I mean, really,
I don't think they can figure themselves out.
Yeah, so I think it's just you go into every week where, you know, I thought we really had this thing figured out going into Miami. And it was okay. You had some bad road losses. And then, you know, the way that they lost that game, the way that they struggled so badly on offense in Pittsburgh, you know, is it just a home road thing, or is there more to it? I mean, I think, obviously, they're a much better team at home, but and they might not have to play on the road in the playoffs. But, you know, how far does that get you? I mean, are they, you know, they're a team that, you know, I know it's a cliche, but they're a team that nobody is going to want to face in the playoffs. And they can beat anybody and all that stuff, especially if they're executing. But we just can't really predict what they're going to do on any given Sunday, and that's probably the concern.
Jeff, where is Rob Gronkowski at as we go into this game, as we go forward into the playoffs? I thought we saw maybe another change in the roller coaster of emotions with Rob Gronkowski this week. It almost seems like there's some sort of acceptance from him in that he's maybe not the same player he once was. There's been all kinds of different Gronks this year. There's been sad Gronk. There's been angry Gronk. There's been happy Gronk.
Defiant Gronk.
And now this week it was like peaceful Gronk. Like,
yeah.
Gronk has had peace with things.
Yeah, I get that vibe, too. It's strange. It really is. I mean, that's a guy that you would never bet against. And who knows? Maybe they're probably dialing it back to a certain extent just to make sure that, you know, he is right in January. Because if he is, you know, it goes back to the last point. This team can beat anybody in the league. So that's huge. And look, this is not through any sourced information, but you just read through everything that's really gone on in the last 2 years, and I am starting to get closer and closer to the belief that this is more likely than not his last go-around with the Patriots.
When you look at the Patriots' offense, we're talking about Gronk. Obviously, he's a guy that needs to step up without Josh Gordon. But who else do you look, when you look at this offense, do you think is capable of stepping up in the passing attack and getting them back to the level that we're accustomed to seeing in terms of the efficiency of the passing game?
I mean, you would love to see it come from Chris Hogan. It's just he's been so explosive at times. And I think part of it is due to misuse. You know, you're asking him to be an outside receiver and beat a team's corner, but, you know,
his numbers in the slot are really, I mean, Pro Football Focus, you look at his numbers in the slot, they're really good.
You can, you can scheme up ways to have him be a matchup advantage for you. And, you know, I wonder if, you know, with the way that he played off of Danny Amendola last year, it's just not the same with, you know, they used Amendola slightly differently than the way they used Julian Edelman. And I wonder if that sort of impacted the way that they're able to use Hogan, because you can't, you know, you can line up a couple guys next to each other in the slot and sort of hope that a linebacker or a safety follows him, but you can't always guarantee that. So, look, there are ways to scheme him up to get him 4 to 5 catches a game, I think. But then you also look at times when, you know, Brady's just not looking his way, or, you know, there are plenty of instances. You know, I did a deep dive on some of his tape earlier in the season, and there were instances when you can clearly tell he's like the fourth or fifth option on that play. And, you know, if the protection isn't holding up, then, you know, Brady's probably not going to hold on to the ball long enough to look that way at that point. So, but again, I mean, you saw what he did last year in the Super Bowl when he finally got himself healthy, you know, missed 2+ months, wasn't right for about 2+ months last year with that shoulder. But you know what he's capable of if you can get him the ball.
We're talking with Jeff Howe of The Athletic ahead of today's matchup between the Patriots and the Jets. Overall, if the Patriots come out offensively, they execute, they play well today, how much should we read into it, if at all?
I think a decent amount, because, you know, if they come out and play well and handle their business and look like the Patriots, then you know what? This team, you should expect them to beat whoever they have coming in here in the playoffs. And if the Chiefs pull a Chiefs and lose in the divisional round and you host the AFC Championship game, then I would pick the Patriots against the field. So,
especially at home.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if they have to go to Kansas City, then, you know, that would take an extraordinary feat for the Patriots to go in there and win the AFC Championship in Kansas City. Baltimore is dangerous because they run and they play really good defense. But still, the Patriots at home, you know, that's a team that I would take in the playoffs. And if they play well today, I don't care what the opponent is. It's still, you know, at least they would give you something that you're expecting to see, which hasn't happened consistently this season.
You know, you raise a really good point. Chris, if the Patriots are at home in the AFC title game, just in general, is there anyone in the AFC field, if the Patriots played them in Foxborough, you would pick against the Patriots?
No, I don't think there
is. I don't think there is.
I mean, there are teams that I think are capable of coming in here and winning.
Yes.
Baltimore.
But that's a different conversation.
The Chargers, the Chiefs. But would I pick those teams just off the face of it without knowing what the situation is, who could be injured, whatever? Just, you know, right now, no, I would lean towards the Patriots.
Yeah. You know, it's whatever it would be in an AFC Championship game scenario, it would probably be a close game. And you would expect the Patriots to be the team that executes down the stretch in their home building, because that's what they've done for so long.
Well, Jeff, that's a healthy dose of positivity going into the new year, and for that, I thank you.
I'm just a positive guy, always positive.
All right, Jeff, appreciate it. Happy New Year.
All right, Happy New Year, guys.
Jeff Howe of The Athletic joining us here on Patriots Preview.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.